Hello, this is Duke Duvall. Welcome to today's Moment of Inspiration, sponsored by Light of the World and all of the partners that help us to reach out around the world. This past weekend, I had the privilege of speaking to 250 to 300 Boy Scouts and adult troop leaders on the 12th point of scouting, which is reverence unto God. And in a nutshell, I talked to them about the awe, the A-W-E of God, that some are in the stage of awareness or acknowledging God, the A. And some have moved on to where they are worshiping God. There is a personal relationship there. But I believe God wants us to complete that A-W-E, the awe of God, E being to exemplify the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:1 says to be an imitator of God. And the only way that we can do that, my friend, is to move beyond the awareness, to press on past the worship, to where we have a heartfelt cry and a need to really exemplify Christ. You know, when the great physicist Albert Einstein was asked if he believed in God, he responded, "Oh, we're in a position of a little child entering a huge library filled with books in many languages. The child knows someone must have written those books. It does not know how." That, it seems to me, is the attitude of even the most intelligent human beings toward God. We see the universe marvelously. It's arranged and it's obeying certain laws, but only dimly understand these laws. See, although Einstein marveled at the design he saw in nature, he did not believe in a personal creator. And Dennis Fisher goes on to say that the psalmist shared Einstein's sense of awe about nature, but he took the next step, and he believed in the designer behind the design. Psalm 19:1 says this, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There's no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the world. In them he's placed a tent for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run his course. Its rising is from one end of the heavens, and its circuit to the other end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat." My friend, all of that, right before that beautiful Psalm 19:7 that says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul." All today, my friend, remember that creation's design points to the master designer, amen? And we must press on from just an acknowledgement that there is a God to where we really begin to worship him. But in that worship, we come to understand how awesome he is to the degree that the A-W becomes the E, where we choose, by his grace, to exemplify him to those around us. Schloeberlein puts it this way, "God wrote his autograph upon the sky last night. In the stars I never saw a signature so bright." And Heavenly Father, how true it is that with each passing day, you show us your autograph. We see from the handiwork of your heavens that you are in charge, and we recognize that you are there. We acknowledge you, and you compel us to come and to worship you. And as we enter into worship, it's our heart's cry to want to exemplify you. And God, I pray for my friend listening in right now, and I pray for myself that we would be in continual awe of you, that we would choose to let others see you in us. And we pray it to the glory of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.